creating a safe place for college students
Bella,
to escape stress.
Bella, your podcast is called Taking a Break. You and Nick do every week.
Taking a Break is healthy. That's why we have a lot of healthy episodes.
I'm dying to know what a break means. Taking a break.
This is Taking a Break.
Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Taking a Break podcast show, episode number 83. We have a very special guest on the show. I feel like we've been having a lot more Xavier guests in appearance. And this time, we're giving a little twist, a little spin. We have Grace on the show. She's been starting her own business and doing a lot with her creative market and stuff like that. And I don't want to take too much away from me explaining. I want her to talk about it. But Grace, you want to give a little introduction? Where you're from, what you do, and how you take your breaks.
Yes. Hello. Thank you guys for having me. Very excited. So I actually used to be a Xavier student. I dropped out during my sophomore year. So definitely had my Xavier days, but I have been out in kind of, I guess, the real adult world for about 2 years now. And I started a digital marketing agency. So I help entrepreneurs with content and strategy and social media and all that good stuff.
Wow. Cool. All those words just are like screaming to me because those are all things I hear in all my classes. So love that.
Yes. Yes.
And then how would you say, if you're feeling maybe a little stressed out about your business or your pretty overwhelmed with everything going on, what would you do to like kind of relieve yourself, take a break?
Yes. I'm a napper. I love a good nap. Lately I've been trying to not nap as much, which is hard because I feel like I always get that like midday slump around like 2 or 3 PM. So I've been like trying to like stand while I work part of the day and like instead like taking a walk or something like that. So I would say those are my two primary break ventures.
A lot of walk answers, Bella. A lot of people like to take walks when they're taking a break. I feel like that's
honestly, it's like, that's very like it's underrated.
It is. And it's like just starting to get warm out, like especially in like the springtime when you're like on a high because it's getting warm. That's like the best.
Yeah. Me and my one friend have started to like conquer the Sunday scaries by going on like a walk on Sunday when it's like, cause it's been like you said, kind of warm out and it's therapeutic. It really is.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. I get the Sunday scaries like every Sunday without fail. So yes. I need to start like walking during that.
Like a nice like 6-7 o'clock Sunday night walk.
Yep.
It does wonders.
Yeah. So Grace, talk a little more about this business. I know you started with, I believe it was called Let Your Light Shine. Was that the name of the original?
Yes. So kind of
give a little rundown of that. I know you talk about digital marketing, social media, and I think now you have a whole team. I was looking at your website a little bit, which is really, really cool. So just talk a little about that and just like what your maybe overall mission is for this business.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, like you said, I started as Let Your Light Shine, and that was kind of just like a endeavor that I began in high school. I liked writing a lot. Also, I'm so sorry if you can hear my dog eating right now. Of course, this is... chooses to eat his breakfast. Love that. But yeah, so I started a blog in high school, just kind of like, I liked writing a lot. That was my break back then, if you will. So, got that going, really enjoyed it, really loved the like personal development sphere, and just kind of helping women and empowering them and like following their purpose and things. So kind of got going on that. And, to me, that was a little bit more draining because I had to personally show up and show my face and be like, you know, on social media all the time. And I love social media, but for me, it was just like a lot of pressure. And I kind of realized that my sweet spot was like helping other women in their businesses, and not necessarily trying to like kind of carry out this brand on my own. So I kind of naturally just started like having people say like, hey, can you help me with this? Or hey, can you, you know, help me with social media? And they were all just small businesses. And so I really fell in love with that and just marketing as a whole. So I kind of decided during like my sophomore year, I was going to try to like balance school and getting this like business going. And I just became super, super overwhelmed and ended up leaving. And so then I kind of, you know, had to start from scratch, moved home and was like, okay, I got to figure this out. I'm going to give myself like 6 months. Otherwise I'm going to go back to college and, you know, try to see if I could make something work. And so, yeah, slowly but surely things kind of came together. We started getting more clients, started, you know, raising my prices. Cause before it was just like, I was doing anything for anyone at whatever price they could pay me, just, you know, getting scrappy. And that's definitely just the nature of entrepreneurship. Yeah. So yeah. And then, you know, things started getting a little bit demanding for just me. So I started hiring, and now here we are.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Have you ever considered going back to college? Like in the future, like we're talking.
That's so funny you ask that. I feel like that's the number one question I get asked. People are like, don't you just want to like go just to like get it done? And honestly, I don't. I have no urge to. I think part of it is like when, you know, when I did drop out, like going back to college, like I loved college, loved it so much. So it was not at all that I didn't like school. It was just a matter of like, okay, I don't want to go back because that will mean I failed. And I didn't want to have to like, you know, face that. So, you know, I really don't think I will ever need to. And so I kind of don't want to do it just because, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
What did you, or I guess, why did you even go to Xavier in the first place? Like, what made you choose like Xavier, and what were you like going into Xavier studying?
Yeah. So I went in as an entrepreneurial studies major. So like I knew I wanted to start a business all along, and I started a summer camp in high school. And so that was kind of my first entrepreneurial endeavor. And I like loved that, loved the marketing aspect of it. So from there, I kind of was like, okay, I know that this is what I'm going to do. But yeah, I really loved Xavier. I mean, I'm trying to think of like what exactly led me there. I was for some reason just really, really invested in like the Jesuit schools. So my top two were like Xavier and SLU. And honestly, SLU was my dream school. And then they gave me like no scholarship money. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm supposed to go to Xavier. And like literally loved every second of it. So yeah, it was a good year and 6 weeks.
I was going to say you were there all of freshman year, right? And then partially like the basically beginning of sophomore year is when you
I left during September of sophomore year.
Was it kind of like an impulse decision? You just like had this realization where you were like, this isn't what I need to be doing, and then like woke up, packed the car, and left?
A little bit. Like I kind of was like, okay, I want to start this business and stay in school and do it all, woo. And like, so I was like, okay, I'm going to do classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'm going to do business stuff Tuesday, Thursday. So I remember like Tuesday mornings, like packing up all my things and going to Coffee Emporium and like sitting down and being like, this is my day to like do all this stuff. And I just became so overwhelmed, like trying to balance the two. So I was initially doing like 18 credit hours, and then I dropped it down to 15. And then I was like, okay, maybe if I just like drop one more class, I'll be able to balance them both. And then I dropped it down to 12, and I was like, okay, I'm like borderline like a part-time student and I still can't handle this. And I think it was just like God's way of telling me like I didn't have to do both, because I was like going to therapy every week, like at the Hub, like trying to figure out like how I could do both, and it just like wasn't working and I was miserable. So I remember being in the room with my therapist at Xavier, and she was like, you are struggling. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you know, if you leave for like mental health reasons, which to be totally honest, I was a wreck. Like I was having panic attacks. I was like, you know, I was a mess. She was like, you can get partially refunded. And I was like, oh, like that's a game changer. Cause I was, you know, I was worried about throwing away all this money, and I already put a year into it, whatever. And so anyway, I ended up like talking with the dean and all of these things, and they were willing to give me my money back for that semester. So the second that that happened, there was like a big like wave of relief.
And that's what I was like, okay,
yeah, this is, you know, this is it, I'm leaving. And so, yeah, I was able to stay in the dorms for like 4 or 5 more days, I think, before they were going to like take my keys. So I stayed there just to like be with my friends. And then I packed up and went home.
How did your friends take the news when you were like, okay, guys, I'm dropping out. See you never.
Especially Josie, your best friend.
I was going to say, I know, Josie, love her. Yeah, I'll have to have her listen to this if she doesn't already listen.
I already told her we got you on. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyone who like knew me in college or knew Josie knew that like freshman year, like we were a package deal. Like there was not ever a time where like we weren't in the same place or hanging out with the same people. And so we kind of just like built our like college career like together. And so it was really hard. And actually our sophomore year, we lived in a single room together. We got like a discount. We lived in the Village. And anyway, so we had a bunk bed in the Village. And I told her like, hey, I'm going to leave. And honestly, neither of us really like knew how to react or like knew how to like live without each other at that point. So it was really hard. Like it was like, I think she felt like I was betraying her and I felt like I was betraying her. Like, it was just this weird thing of, cause like, you know, college is just like a different world. You're like in that bubble of like being surrounded by people all the time. Like they, you know, become your family. And so it was definitely strange for me and for my friends. But you know, obviously we got through it.
Yeah. That's a really interesting story. Really powerful. I mean, especially when it comes to someone who was in college, thinking about staying, looking to do everything with the business and the school and the social life and kind of changing that all. I guess sticking to the idea of financials, what kind of, was that ever a scare for you in terms of like financials and dealing with that, especially when it comes to a business? And the norm of a lot of today's society is you need that college degree to find that job, to start that business. That's the huge norm today. And especially when it comes to someone like you, it's obviously not like that. So can I talk about that? Maybe the idea of like your financials and, like, I obviously don't get into detail of that, but like what led you to like kind of in that direction, if you know what I'm saying?
No, totally. Yeah. It's funny because I kind of, so I told myself when I left college, like college is an investment in yourself. And so I told myself like, just because I'm not going to college does not mean I'm not going to invest in myself. And that's like something I've learned a lot in the business world is like, if you don't, you know, put money into something, effort into something, like it's not gonna work out. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And so I kind of looked and said, okay, how can I still invest in myself? And it was scary because like when I, you know, left, it wasn't like I had this business that was like flourishing and it was so much work that I had to leave school. I had nothing. I had no money.
Hey, coming from the bottom. Yeah.
So it was very scary. I invested in some coaches and some courses and, you know, I put in like tens of thousands of dollars into that stuff. And it was a lot. It was very scary. And you know, like I said, I didn't have things coming in. So definitely scary times. But it does pay off. And you know, it's like college. Like we put, you know, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars into a college degree and don't think twice about it. And I tell people that I, you know, had a coach and paid her $5,000 and they're like, what? Like it's
so much less than what we're paying in college. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes like college is definitely the right thing for a lot of people, but it's not the right thing for everybody. And, you know, for me, I look at what I'm doing now and I look at school and like, yes, you can get a marketing degree and learn a ton. But for my industry personally, like I do a lot of social media stuff and it's changing every day. And what they're teaching at a university level is not the things that would have probably prepared me best for what I do now. So, you know, obviously college is so great. And just from an experience standpoint, it's, you know, worth it in my opinion, much of the time. But for me personally, I know that I was better prepared for the work that I do by the courses and the coaches that I invested in as opposed to classes I took in school.
So I wanted to ask you, I'm like very, because so I listen to a lot of like entrepreneur podcasts and obviously like,
I didn't know that.
What?
You listen to entrepreneur podcasts? I didn't know that.
Well, just in the fact that like a lot of the like influencers I listen to are entrepreneurs, like, cause they've like started their own brand, and not that they're like specifically selling a product besides like their merch line, they are still a brand and all that stuff. So since I'm in college, I don't really understand like the whole like logistics behind like building a business or building a brand. So could you kind of like talk about how you went from like dropping out of college, didn't have really a lot of money, like didn't even probably know like what your next step was going to be. It's like, how did you like know how to build a business? Like how did like the financials like play into that and stuff? So like, could you talk a little bit about the logistics behind it?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the first thing is, like, you know, obviously you have an idea of what you want to do. And mine was, I very much wanted to be in like the personal development sphere of everything. So what I built is so much different than what I do now. And it kind of just like slowly transitioned. So, you know, you have your ideas in mind and really figuring out like, what do people need? I always tell people, like, when you're starting a business, it needs to be three things. First of all, you need to be skilled at whatever you're doing or it's not going to work.
That's your first blog. I was reading it this morning.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Experience, skills. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Going. Yeah. So first of all, yeah, you have to be good at it. Second of all, there has to be a need for it. You know, people need to obviously need whatever product or service you have. And then third of all, you have to enjoy doing it. A lot of people think, oh, I just have to do what I really, really love. And that's not true, because I think a lot of times we need just hobbies and we need things that we like. It really has to be like a combination of those three things. So really identifying what that is. And, you know, it, you might think, oh my gosh, I love like sewing. I need to make a sewing business. But like, you need to look for like where there is really a need. Maybe there's more so a need for a specific niche within that. Maybe you need to, you know, educate others on how to sew. Maybe like there are so many different avenues of a certain topic that you can go in. And so it really takes a lot to figure out like, okay, where do I fit in that niche. So first of all, that, and then second of all, obviously like the marketing aspect of it, you know, starting social media channels, creating a website, all of those things, just because, you know, if you have friends and family, like, yeah, sure, they're going to support you no matter what you do. They'll be at your like homemade lemonade stand. But as it kind of grows and grows, you know, random people that kind of come across you are going to be like, oh, this is just some random chick like doing this out of her basement. And they want to see a little bit more professionalism. So having that kind of layer of, you know, a brand and a website and all of those things is important as you grow. And then third of all, you know, there's like the legal aspects of, you know, creating an LLC or trademarking or whatever, you know, whatever it takes, in that realm. And then obviously finances, you know, figuring out how you're going to fund it. I don't know a single person in business who hasn't had to put up a good chunk of money to like get something started. So that's definitely, you know, a piece of it too.
Is that what you was, so then when you dropped out of college, was your first step doing the like career coaching and that stuff that you touched on before? Or was your first step kind of like the legal stuff, like, you know, like what you wanted to do and like that was?
Yeah, no, my first step was definitely like coaching. And I actually had a coach even before I dropped out because I was trying to kind of get things started. So yeah, that definitely helped me a lot. Now, I would probably recommend people have a better idea than I did of what they actually want to do before they go talk to a coach, because a coach can only do so much. They can't like create the vision for you. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, for me, that was definitely something that helped like kind of, you know, fuel my fire and go out and get answers and figure out what was next.
Okay.
That's great. No, I love that story, especially when it comes to something like not knowing what to do, starting a career and like kind of going through that whole coaching process. What do you see is like a future in this? I mean, obviously you want to have a future, especially being only a 22-year-old and kind of starting your own career, especially without that college degree and without that whole process of it. What's kind of the future and what do you expect to see older?
Yeah. Yeah. So we, it's been crazy, like the growth that we've had in the last 6 months. And I think a lot of that comes down to the team that we have. You know, for a while it was just me and then I hired and now we have, three full-time employees and we have an intern coming on in the summer. So it definitely obviously helps having more, you know, manpower behind everything that we do. But we're starting to work with a lot bigger brands, which is really exciting, but also it's definitely, it's cool for me because I'm like, wow, this is stuff that I didn't learn that I'm having to learn. And it's just a whole nother like level of, I guess, excitement. So, you know, I love working with small businesses, but we're definitely getting to the point where we work with larger brands. And that's super exciting. But yeah, I mean, I think my dream is to have like a, you know, huge team of women who are like fantastic marketers and we can just really serve our clients really well. So yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you go to Dallas? Because you're from, I know you said you're from Ohio. I'm also from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you from?
So I grew up in Dayton and then moved to Salina, which is like a super small town, like 2 hours north of Cincy.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So then I was just going to say, like, so you went, I'm assuming went back to your hometown, and then why Dallas?
Yeah. So I actually moved back down to Cincy. I lived in Oakley for about 10 months. And it's funny because I was like, oh, I'm going to move there to be close to my college friends. It's going to be the best thing ever. And then I moved down in February and you guys got kicked out of the dorms in March. So I was like, shoot, I came down here to be with my friends and now they're not even here. So that was definitely like an interesting time for sure. But yeah, then I ended up moving to Dallas after that. And honestly, my family left Ohio. So they were like, oh, we're deciding to move to Florida. So I was kind of in the spot of, okay, why am I in Ohio? I'm single, I'm young, like, where do I want to go? So I made a list of cities and, just ended up kind of landing on Dallas. My brother lived here and I had been to visit and I really liked it and it just kind of felt logical. So I was like, sure, I'll move to Dallas.
Yeah. I was going to ask what was your family thinking about it? I mean, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but like coming to the idea of dropping out of college and going back and saying, hey, what do I do now? Like what was your family's kind of reaction to that?
Yeah, no, they were so supportive, which is such a blessing. Cause I like truly owe it all to my parents. Like I mean, I remember like crying all the time, having no idea if I'd be successful. Like I was so hard on myself and it was just a very stressful time. And my parents are both entrepreneurs. So
that must have helped a lot. Yeah.
That helped a ton just because first of all, they didn't think I was crazy for wanting to be an entrepreneur, which I know a lot of people do face. And second of all, you know, they could help me with things. Obviously they didn't know the nature of exactly what I was doing, but they knew that entrepreneurship was hard. They knew like this kind of struggles of it. So that was definitely helpful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. What a story. About any, all the questions you might have. I know we've mentioned a lot.
I mean, I just think it's super interesting because I feel like that's kind of like the way that the, like, at least our generation, I feel like, is moving. Obviously there's a lot of people who still go to college, but like, I feel like a lot of people's goals now is to be able to like start their own business and work for themselves, which was never really like common before. So do you, like, obviously you have an Instagram following, you have like 4,000 followers, roughly
less than that. But yeah,
but still incredible.
Do you think that you've kind of like taken on the role of like content creator / like influencer on Instagram? Or do you think your like sole presence is kind of with your like digital marketing agency?
Yeah. So it's super funny. Cause I kind of talked about like my initial goal was like to create content to become kind of a brand on my own. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I love Instagram, but I realized that like, I did not enjoy that as
kinda
much.
Sucks at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just felt a lot of pressure. Like I have like struggled with depression for years and anxiety. And like, I remember like the times that I would just feel like totally in a rut or in a funk, like the last thing I want to do is show up on Instagram. And I like had that pressure too. And so, you know, content creators, influencers, like I work with a lot of influencers and like bless their hearts, they're fantastic at it, but like, it just wasn't for me. And so kind of now, you know, I get to like hide behind the agency realm, and not be like the face of it all, which I definitely enjoy a lot more. So, I mean, I like using my Instagram to like, I like writing and different things like that, but the pressure of it was just not, it wasn't for me. So
that's kind of, I feel like that's a common theme as well. Like, so like my dream was like, I don't know, I always like thought it'd be so cool and fun to like be an influencer and everything. And I feel like that's a little bit like easier said than done, just cause like, even I've done like social media management before. And like, even doing that is like, it's a lot of work. Like people don't get enough credit for like the Instagram stories and the posts they do. You're not you're not really like taking a photo from your camera roll and uploading it and like writing a caption. That like Canva goes into it, editing goes into it, like aesthetics and just like brand image goes into it too. So I don't know. I've kind of noticed that as well with Instagram and just listening to people that I follow on podcasts and stuff. Also, with like the algorithm constantly changing, I feel like Instagram is kind of the place now where it's not really like the pace for growth isn't as fast as it used to be because of the constant changes to it. So like while Instagram is kind of turned more into a business, I feel like at like this time too, it's not all you can really rely on for like content and like growth.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No, I agree. Well, what an incredible story. I mean, to start from someone who was just a college student at Xavier, trying to stress the idea of getting your academics together along with having a blog post and just everything with the craziness, and then having to leave, starting with nothing, then having to go through a pandemic and then going through all this stuff. Crazy, crazy story. And then where you are now, it seems like it's been a massive success for you, which is incredible. And it's just a very inspiring story. And I hope for people who are in college now and don't want to stick with college and want to kind of start their own business to follow your footsteps, because it is incredible to do that. And it takes a lot of heart to do that as well, which is crazy.
Yeah, totally. I know. I always tell people, they're like, should I drop out of college? I'm like, I'm not going to say yes to anybody doing that. Like, it's definitely not, it's not like what I would recommend. But like, if it is for you, like, you'll be okay. You know, like you, there are people who don't need college and that's fine. So yeah, definitely wasn't a super pretty journey by any means. There was one time, literally, I remember this was when I lived in Cincinnati. I was so stressed out. Like work was just, I mean, it was a very hard, long journey of trying to actually build something and not just make $0 every single month. And anyway, I had a panic attack one night and I kid you not, Josie had to come over and she is like, I'm like crying on the ground in my bathroom. And she is like feeding me Wheat Thins, like pouring water in my mouth, like telling me it's going to be okay. So, you know, it's not a.
And look where you are now.
Yeah.
That, and now you're at this amazing stage right now. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Does your team kind of, cause I know you said you have three full-time employees. Do they kind of have the same vision as you? Like, did they drop out of college? Are they in Dallas?
And how'd you find them too? How'd you find these people?
Yeah. Yeah. So, they all kind of started in different capacities. One gal is, like she kind of directs our marketing. One gal directs our operations. And yeah, one of them, actually none of us have marketing degrees. So that's funny. They do have college degrees. One of them in education, one communications. But yeah, none of us really like thought that our journeys would lead here by any means. So, but yeah, they are, you know, very invested in the mission and vision. And it's so fun to kind of like run it together. And truthfully, like they are a huge factor in our success, definitely. Could not do it without them. So yeah.
How'd you find them again?
One of them I actually found through a hashtag Cincy Creatives. Cause I wanted someone in Cincinnati who could work with me like side by side. And so anyway, I was like looking on Instagram, found her through a hashtag. And now it's funny because I don't live in Cincy anymore, but it's okay. And then one of them I had known already. And then one of them from like an industry friend, she had worked with her. And yeah, so.
Did the girl you found from Cincy, did she move from Cincy to Dallas to like follow the brand? And did you guys work on it like in Oakley together or something?
No, yeah, she's still in Cincy. And then we all work remote. So, yeah, but we do like team retreats a couple times a year and they come out to Dallas every once in a while. So we definitely get a lot of time together, which is awesome. But then we also kind of get the benefits of working remote too.
Great. How does wedding planning factor into like all of business? I feel like I have to ask, first of all, congrats on
engagement,
all of that. But I can imagine you must feel the same way you felt balancing school and work. Because I'm assuming that wedding planning is equally as big of a time constraint and like pressure as much as school was when you were balancing everything.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I feel like I am just kind of like wanting to get all the wedding things done. Like, it's been fun to do, but like within the first week of being engaged, I got our venue, church, DJ, photographer, videographer, florist, and like, I think a couple more things booked. Cause I was just like, I want to get it out of the way. Like, so I've been like, we've definitely been cruising through wedding planning really quick, which is nice. But there are like, it feels like there's an endless list of things to do. So it definitely hasn't been, the first week was a lot, but since then it's been pretty chill. So I can't.
Do you have a date?
Complain. Yes. January 14th.
Wow. So, oh, exactly. What? 6-7 months?
May, oh, June, July,
nine months exactly from today. Wow.
Wow. I can't believe you're doing it the same year that you got engaged. I feel like most people push it off for like at least a year. I could be totally wrong though. I don't know how that stuff works.
No, it's we'll have like a 10-month engagement. So okay. From the time we got engaged to the wedding. So
true love at first sight, you know.
That's right.
That's fun though. I mean, I'm sure that it's super stressful and one side, but also like I feel like every girl is like really excited to like plan their wedding and like do like the cake tasting and like pick out colors and stuff like that. So especially since you're in like the marketing like brand area, like I'm sure that kind of has some influence into like planning the wedding.
Yeah, totally. Well, a lot of the people I work with are wedding vendors. So I've actually got to hire a couple of my clients to like my photo, video, and florist are all my clients, which is super fun. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah, that's really cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, any like kind of final shout outs, anything you want to say, anything that you might want to tell, any suggestions to in terms of our listeners or anything like that? You want to like give any shout outs or anything or?
Oh, let's see. Shout out to Josie. Oh, I guess shout out to the class of 2022. I will be attending your guys' college graduation.
Oh, yeah.
So very excited for that. Yeah, Josie and I will have fun matching shirts. I can't say what they'll say, but anyone who I guess was a part of our college careers will appreciate the shirts. So
love it.
Do you have any advice for people who want to get into the like entrepreneurial space and like starting your own business or their own brand or anything? Like what advice would you give to someone who wants to do that?
Yeah. Definitely just be patient. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of time and it's not going to be nothing good is built overnight. So, you know, give yourself time and space and good things will come. And just like, I guess being savvy is definitely the biggest thing that I've like learned. You just have to be smart. So I don't know if that's helpful, but.
And follow your dreams.
Yeah. There you go.
Beautiful.
Number one.
Yeah. Bella, give it a wrap.
Okay. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Take and Break Podcast, as well as Spotify and Apple Podcast. Grace, do you want to plug any of your socials or your business for people to follow?
Sure. Yeah. You can follow me at Lecha Lightshine, L-E-T-C-H-A, Lightshine, or cheerscreative.co. That's where all of my work happenings are.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we will talk to you guys next week.